I'm Mary Engish, along with Charlie Nardozzi, our gardening expert. Welcome, Charlie. Hi.
Nice to be here, Mary.
You know, my kids are big Halloween fans. They love to get pumpkins of all kinds and all shapes and all colors to decorate, you know, the yard and the porch and even sometimes inside. But I'd love to know if you've got any good ideas to even sort of up our decorating game this fall.
Well, I'm sure it's hard to up your game because you guys are pretty creative. but I do have some tips for you. Pumpkins are the number one plant you think of when you think of Halloween. So let's talk about ways to decorate with them. The first one, of course, is the obvious one, the jack-o'-lantern. But I have a few tips for making that jack-o'-lantern last longer, especially when we have warm weather. If you're going to be carving your jack-o'-lantern and not using a candle, but using a battery-powered light, for example, to illuminate it, cut it from the back. Go into the back, make a nice cut there, dig out all the insides and everything, and that is going to help the pumpkin last longer because structurally it's much better than cutting it from the top. So cutting the back is really good, and then get some petroleum jelly and put it all on every one of the cuts that you did for the face and everywhere else, and that's going to seal it a little bit better so that pumpkin will last longer and stay hydrated. Of course, you can use lots of other kinds of squashes too, not just our regular pumpkins. You know, pumpkins come in orange and white and pink now, but you could use Blue Hubbard squashes and cheese squashes and gourds and all kinds of other kinds of squashes to decorate. You could also make a planter out of your pumpkin. I did that this year with a nice white one where I cut off the top, took out most of the inside, saved some of the seeds for roasting, and then I planted in there with some potting soil, thyme and oregano and some pansies, and it looked beautiful until the chipmunk found it. And over a period of 1 or 2 days, the chipmunk tunneled into my pumpkin, ate the seeds, tunneled a couple other places, caused it to totally collapse. It's what happens. Everyone's got to eat. So there's lots of fun ways to have your pumpkins around the yard, and you could paint them, put stickers on them, do all kinds of fun things to make it a more fun Halloween.
Yay! I love these ideas. Question time now. Here's one from Jacqueline in Norwich. Jacqueline writes, "The jumping worms are overrunning all corners of my yard and negatively affecting the health of my plants. I've tried dried mustard approach. It's a daunting task on 3/4 of an acre and doesn't really work in drought conditions that we're now experiencing. They have a new theory to treat jumping worms, forego all compost applications in leaf mulch for the foreseeable future, and then apply liberal amounts of dried cow manure. Do you think that any of those approaches could work?"
Well, I can see not putting a lot of organic material in the soil because, of course, that's what the Asian jumping worms are wanting to eat. But the cow manure is going to be doing the same thing. So I'm not quite sure that'll work. But, you know, it's always worth a try to experiment in one little section, one little bed, and see if that makes a difference. Jumping worms or the Asian snake worms are a problem all over the Northeast into the Midwest. There's some nice research being done in Wisconsin, at Cornell, and even at UVM with Joseph Gores, as far as taking care of them. Some of the things that they're looking at, if you're bringing any plants into your yard, whether it be from a nursery or from a friend, you always want to wash off all the soil on that plant, regardless of how many leaves it might have on it or any of that. Wash it off into a black plastic bag. You're trying to wash off not only the adults, but also the eggs, because the eggs are the ones that are going to overwinter and cause a problem next year. Leave that bag out on a driveway so it heats up above 105 degrees for 3 days. Then you can use it again because that temperature will kill the eggs and the adults. So that's something you could do to prevent it from coming into your yard. Once you have it, other than hand picking, they're doing experiments with biochar, with diatomaceous earth, and even with a fungus that seems to have some promise, but it's not for sure yet. So they're still working on it. So stay tuned. As I hear new information, I'll share it with you too.
Okay. Next question from Mill in Heartland. And Mill was writing in a response to someone else who was having a problem with deer eating the pears off their tree. So Mill writes, "We have 2 pear trees. Each year as the pears approach ripeness, our local crows go after the fruit. They can strip a tree in a few days. Deterrence is difficult. We eventually had good results with leaving a radio playing sports talk under the trees. Eventually the crows figured the voices weren't dangerous, but then we were able to pick the pears."
Well, that's a great idea. And the key with it, though, is to do what Mill did as far as not put it out too early, but put it out just as the pears are starting to ripen and they're getting some interest from the crows. That'll scare them off long enough so you can harvest before they figure it out and come back.
Send your questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.